That's what I call negotiating with yourself. In order to negotiate just with yourself, you have to take a step back. You know, you have to have the courage to sit your ego down and face your ego and explain the situation, you know? And I think, you know, that's the most courageous thing that anyone can do.
I agree.
Being able to face your ego and make it a friend.
You're listening to Eric Rogel Talks with Warriors, Lovers, Kings, and Heroes, where you'll hear real stories of the journey to modern manhood, told by the men who lived them. Raw, real, and 100% unapologetic. And now, here is your host, Eric Rogel.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Eric Rogel, and this is Warriors, Lovers, Kings, and Heroes, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Now, guys, you can find this episode and all our past episodes there at evergreenpodcast.com. Now, that clip you just heard before the intro, that was from my guest today, Nordine Zuarag. Now, Nordine is a fitness personality, and he's a high-performance coach now, and his new book, Inner Fitness, 5 Steps to Overcoming Fear and Anxiety While Building Your Self-Worth, well, that was just released this past January, so it's brand new out there. And Nordine's got a great story. He's going to tell you today how he went from a skinny, scrawny kid that was picked on and bullied to becoming a world champion bodybuilder. Nordine actually held the titles of Mr. France, Mr. Europe, Mr. World, and Mr. Universe. Now, as a former skinny, scrawny kid myself, who worked out in my parents' basement to Arnold's bodybuilding course and dreaming of posing on stage and showing up all the kids who made fun of how skinny I was, I really wanted to hear Nordine tell how he did it and what it took to get him those titles. But before we get into his story, I got 2 things for you. First, this one's a favor, and I've asked this before. So this favor is to make sure to share this episode with men that you know. Men that you know can get value out of it. Because guys, that's what this is all about, right? You guys know that that's my mission and why I started this podcast. I wanted to get these stories of great men out there to other men who need to hear them. Men who'll be inspired and get impacted from hearing it, motivated from hearing them. Because this is how we all rise to our greatness and how we do that together. This is how we learn as men to be stronger men and how we guide younger men to be kings by sharing our stories with them. So please do that. Take that on for yourself. All it takes is sending out the link to 2 men that you know, just 2 guys, right? And just ask them to do the same. Because the more people we get listening, the more great stories we get out there and the greater impact it has on us all. So I want to thank you for that in advance. And then secondly, I have a great announcement to make, and if you're on my mailing list, you already know about this, you've heard about it, but if you're not on my mailing list, 1, get on it, and 2, here's what you didn't hear. We just launched the Bold Men Adventures. So let me tell you what this is all about. These are really unique outdoor adventure trips that we're going to be doing all over the world, and these are very similar to trips that I used to take regularly when I was an adventure travel writer for several publications like Discovery.com. I did a lot for them. And these are the kind of trips where I'd get home and my buddies would say, well, shit, Eric, I wish I could have gone on that trip. Why can't I do something like that? So I decided to create them. And now that the world is opening back up, we're going to take full advantage of this. So I'm making sure that anyone can go on these kind of trips. And these trips are designed to take you out of your office, get you out of your head, get rid of the stress and anxiety, push you a little bit out of your comfort zone, have you living in nature and learning how to tap into your wild man, into your natural man. While we're there, you're going to be there with me personally, and you're going to learn how to tap into and live the warrior, lover, king, and hero archetypes yourself, so you can be a stronger leader, a better father, more connected, more passionate husband or boyfriend. And in addition to that, guys, you're going to end up forming a lifelong brotherhood with other driven, motivated men like you who want to excel in every area of their lives, not just at work, but also at home. And these are guys, and I've done this before, so I've seen this happen, men that were strangers on day one, they were brothers for life by day two. So just an amazing thing. Bold Men Adventures, our first trip is this June, It'll be the 13th to the 17th. We're headed up to Glacier, Montana. We're going to do some hiking and mountain biking in Glacier National Park and some other stuff. So make sure to jump on that. Several guys have already stepped up and taken advantage of this, and they've taken on the challenge to be with us. So a couple slots left. Go to boldmenadventures.com. You'll get all the details. And I promise you guys, these trips are like nothing you've ever experienced before. So again, boldmenadventures.com. Head over there now. Check out what we've got for June. Check out what we've got coming up the rest of the year. And jump on my mailing list while you're there. You'll hear about upcoming trips first. Get you some discount codes, some specials, and more. All right? So appreciate all that. Now let's get on to Nordine's story. So like I mentioned at the top of the show, Nordine was a very skinny, very sickly kid. And when he was just a baby, he spent 2 years in the hospital. Now, besides all this, his family was also extremely poor. So he was poor, skinny, sickly. So as you can imagine, he was picked on and bullied every day of his life, relentlessly. And then one day, Nordine saw a gymnast performing a routine on television. And it was the first time he ever saw anyone that was built that way, that had the strength like that to perform all those gymnastic moves. And he made the decision right then and there that he was going to train as a gymnast, that that would be what would give him the strength and the body that he wanted to give him the self-esteem that he craved and finally stopped all the bullying. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. And here's Nordine telling you what happened.
Within 6 months, I was asked by the coach to stop doing gymnastics because I was way too skinny. And I almost killed myself many times over. And so...
So wait a minute. So you went to a gymnast gym first, yeah, to train to be a gymnast rather than bodybuilding.
Exactly. Because that body that I saw on TV, right, was of a gymnast.
Right.
So, it doesn't take, brain scientist to imagine, that's where I'm going to go.
That's where I'm going to go. Right.
Yeah. So I went there. And so, like I said, I was highly recommended or strongly recommended to a gym that was not too far from there. And so that's when I decided to lift weight. I went to, that was a big challenge for me, by the way. It was also like a defeat. Mm-hmm. I was turned down.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I took it, at first I took it as a failure, and mind you, I wasn't able to negotiate well with my ego. And so my ego took over and landed me to my room again, crying and thinking that it was the end, that I would never get that body again. Mm-hmm. But, I always emerge sort of victorious, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I am able to reassess, readjust, take a step back and look at it, objectively and see what are the things that I can do to remedy to my situation, okay? And what are the fuel that I'm using? Am I angry? How am I feeling? If I'm feeling bad, hey, you know what, Nordine? You're feeling bad. So that's not the right move. You can't make this move right now because that's not the right thing. So, readjusting and creating a new environment and making sure that you are fueled by the right fuel, which is self-worth, not self-esteem. There's a huge difference.
I want to jump in for a second because I want to say that, what I'm getting from that too is, that's a warrior mindset. That's a champion mindset. I had this setback, but I have this desire. This is what I'm going for. This is my goal. And fuck whatever just happened, I'm going to keep going. Minor exactly. Setback, feel it, move forward. And it sounds like that's where you were in that moment.
Absolutely. It brings us back to the power of love, which is, the opposite of fear. You know, you're either in a love position or you're in fear position. You know, it's a mindful thing. You know, if you're angry and you feel bad, hey, you know what? You're fearful. You're fearful of something. I don't know what, but you're fearful of something. You better find out what it is. And you have to switch to a better environment, more positive environment where everything happens, where the truth lies, and that is love. You know, so for me, it was getting back to the picture again, you know, and that's love, you know. And so that's every time I had a sort of an obstacle, I was able to take a step back and reassess my emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual reservoir, so to speak. And that's how I was able to surmount any challenge that I would go through.
Yeah, you know what I love about that too, Nordine, is that so many of us, and I, I'm including myself in this, you know, you have a setback or something doesn't turn out right. And it's either, you know, one of two things can happen on the negative side. You know, the positive side is what you just said, but on the negative side, you know, you can either curl up and die, play victim and go, oh, this will never happen, poor me, and just kind of, you know, run away. The other is to just keep driving forward, you know, and ignoring what just happened. Just be like, oh, fuck it. Boom, 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 boom. Keep banging your head against the wall. I've done that many times. Mm-hmm. Whereas what you're saying with, you know, stepping back, assessing the situation, taking a breath, really looking at why am I doing this? What's my purpose behind this? Getting back into that warrior mode, feeling more into the heart so you know where you're going. That's what's going to get you, you know, back on track and moving forward.
Yeah, and that's what I call negotiating with yourself. In order to negotiate with yourself, you have to take a step back. You know, you have to have the courage to sit your ego down and face your ego and explain the situation, you know? And I think, you know, that's the most courageous thing that anyone can do.
I agree.
Being able to face your ego and make it a friend. You know,
command your ego rather than having your ego command you.
Sure. I'm sure you heard of the roommate in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't unfriend it on Facebook. You can't block it. It's there 24/7. It lives with you. It will be with you until you die. So might as well make a friend out of it. And that's where the negotiation skills, you know, are important. And you need to be able, you know, to have the courage to accept and surrender to the situation in order to make it better.
Yeah. And to take command of it too, I believe.
Sure.
You know, and
sure.
You know, there's a, you know, you've got to take command of some of these too.
Yeah. So the word retreat, you know, it's not simply going to a resort and having fun drinking some nice piña colada and have a massage. No, the word retreat means just that, you know, like the soldiers. They needed to retreat from a battle. And this battle, in this case, is the battle that you have in your head. A constant chatter, a constant battle, you know? And so you take a step back, you retreat. And once you do that, you have the ability, because you put yourself back in a mindful position where love resides. You know, in the absence of fear, there's love. In the absence of love, there's fear. So put yourself in that place of love and let it flow. And you will get the tools. You will get the ammunition. You'll get everything you need. You'll rest up and then you can go back and go get your dreams. Go get your goals, you know?
Yeah, fight another day, right? You get back in there and you're more prepared for the battle that time.
Don't let failure or success disturb your inner peace. If you're okay with whatever is, you're going to be okay with your life. Okay?
Yeah.
So engage yourself into the battle. Do whatever you know how to, but then eventually you'll have to surrender to the universe and let it happen. Okay?
So I want to get into a little bit. So, you know, because I think the key thing here too, is, Nordine, is going from where you were to what you were able to achieve using these, you know, this mindset that you're talking about, right? And it's, to me, I'm loving it because it's very much the balance of the warrior and the lover, right? It's just balancing the warrior, the lover made you the king. And made you able to step into your king. And when you did, you became a bodybuilding champion from being this sickly, scrawny kid that was bullied. What was the first time that you said, or the first goal that you set, now that you're out of the gymnasium and, you know, not doing gymnastics, now you're in bodybuilding and getting into that. And when did you first say, all right, now that I'm on this path, I want to be that? And was there a title that you were going after, a competition you wanted to be in? And how did you get yourself from that disappointment of, you know, being asked to leave the you know, being a gymnast and getting on that other journey?
Well, to me was like I said earlier, the fact that I had to go through several issues with my ego and, you know, the love part of myself, you know, there was, and it's not like I said, hey, I want to become Mr. Universe. It didn't happen that way. In fact, it was sort of the opposite. When, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
absolutely.
Sorry.
Keep going.
When I entered this gym that I was recommended to go to, I in fact ran away because the owner of the gym was doing some bench press and I was at the entrance. And all of a sudden, he put the bar back and he came towards me to greet me. And as he was stepping forward towards me, I saw this mountain of muscles. And he scared me. So I left. And that was to me another defeat. You know what I mean? So I had to reevaluate again, you know, again, go back and reassess and understand that the fear that I was going through was in fact unnecessary and illegitimate and not a real fear, so to speak. So I would go back, and this time the coach came around and tapped me on the shoulder and it made me feel better. In fact, his name is Michel. He gave me a year membership. So, yeah, and as he felt, you know, listen, I knew I wasn't going to join simply because the price. I didn't have the money to I couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. So he, I don't know how he knew that, but he gave me a year membership. So there, again, the battle between that self-esteem and self-worth, so to speak. I would just in the beginning wait until it was almost the closure of the gym to actually get enough courage to use the machines because the big guys were using them. And right. I was too afraid to ask them if I could jump in. Anyway, as I started putting muscles on, also my mind, I was building my mind, so to speak. I was stronger emotionally, so to speak. And one day, my coach approached me and said to me, hey, you know, I really need your help. And I said, yes. What would you like me to do? And he said, I want you to compete Saturday. And mind you, Eric, it's Wednesday.
So you got a couple of days to prepare.
I have exactly 3 days to prepare. And he hands me a magazine and a tube of tanning lotion. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this? He said, well, you know, you pick up the pose from, you know, the magazines, and these are the compulsory poses, and just practice. And then you put the tan the day before, and it was a spray tan.
Uh-huh.
That you had to put one coat the night before and one coat the morning before the show. Anyway, fast forward, Saturday, of course, I'm terrified, Eric.
Right.
I am completely terrified. And all my sisters showing me the poses, you know, everybody's spraying me with a thing. And, you know, you look great. Everybody's supporting me, trying to boost my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
See how you boost your self-esteem and you can also burst your self-esteem. So mine would be pretty soon. I mustered the courage to go to the gym, and it was 7 a.m. We had to be there and get on the bus, and it was about 200 miles away. It was in Belgium. And came my turn, Eric. I stepped on stage. The music started, and I froze.
So the fear took over.
The fear was already there, you know, and it was a battle again, you know. Sometimes my self-esteem would be, oh, yeah, I can do it. And sometimes it's just I was terrified. And what made it worse is the booing from the audience. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was the worst.
So it brings back that bullying from when you were in school.
Oh, it brought back everything. It brought back everything. And again, my brain shut down. You know what I mean? My emotional and mammalian brain, reptilian brain all shut down. I was terrified. I wanted to dig a hole and hide in it. So I went back and my coach came and sat me down. And the competition, I had to wait until all my teammates finished. Everybody got medal. And I was just the saddest little kid. Well, I was, you know, my 19 years old, almost 20 years old. And so he asked me to come out and go where the audience was and wait a little bit more. And there was a former runner-up Mr. Olympia. You know, Mr. Olympia is the biggest title in bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there, Muhammad Makawi. And him and I, somehow we crossed stairs. You know, we crossed, you know,
you saw each other from outside.
We saw yeah. each other because he was looking at me for some reason and I was looking at him, and he started waving at me, asking me to come closer to him. Oh my God. Hold on. I didn't know what to do. First of all, I didn't think he was calling me. And then he kept on asking me to come closer. And I started going closer and closer and closer until I got to the podium or the stand where he was signing autographs. And he dedicated an autograph. And he looked at me and he had his translator tell me, listen, you had by far the best symmetry. Keep it up. Don't give up. Mm. And that is what boosted my self-esteem again, you know? And right. So.
And it's looking at who it came from, right? The audience was booing, screw them. A man who had been there and done it and achieved it is telling you to keep going.
So the fact that, forget about the picture I saw on television.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is runner-up Mr. Olympia, okay? Who's saying that, hey, you know what? If you really want to do this, you can do it. And so I did that, you know, that day, that comment, that support, that inspiration, you know, made me not only reconnect to that dream, to that love, but I think that was also a moment where, you know, he helped me connect with self-worth. That wasn't self-esteem. You know, that wasn't self-esteem. I felt like, hey, you know what? Wow. You know, I can, not only I can do this, But I am going to do this because this is me. I have it. It's a habit in me. I can do it. Mm-hmm. So that's what, you know, we were asking, you know, when did you have that, you know, idea of becoming a champion? That's when it kicked in. And it took, you know, less than 3.5 years to go from nothing to Mr. Universe.
Wow. And that was the first one that you won, was Mr. Universe.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then I became a pro after that.
Yeah. And then you racked up some more
wins. Yeah. And so, yeah, because it became a profession. Right. I had a pro card. So I was officially a pro bodybuilder by profession, you know?
Yeah.
That was my career.
Yeah. And so those 3.5 years between when he said you could do this and you won with Mr. Universe, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So 3.5 years.
World Championship, the world, Mr. Europe, Mr. World, Mr. Universe.
Right. Okay, great. So you're racking up these wins and it's because that belief was instilled in you at that moment. And you said, nothing's going to stop me now. I'm going to keep going.
Okay, keyword belief.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, you said mm-hmm. that belief, no doubt, belief, the strong belief, because, hey, somebody almost just gave me a certificate that said, you know, not only you can have it, but I think it's guaranteed that you can get it. So yeah. Coming from him, I was able to reinstate that belief and stay connected to that belief. Again, staying connected to that belief. And yeah. Of course, it sounds like almost like, it's too simple. It's not. There's many, many things that are going to go through your mind, emotionally, mentally. Like I said, there are battles. But when you connect to that belief and when you have, keep your eye on the prize, nothing can stop you.
Oh yeah, I believe you. And you know, I'm really feeling that it's also, you know, so many of us go through where we get, you know, like you said, you were on stage and you were booed, or back in school and you were bullied, and all these people trying to instill these beliefs in us, or I should actually say, I'm gonna correct myself. We accept those beliefs from those people, and it's who we believe. Who we choose to believe and get the encouragement from. And here was this man who had done it. He told you that you could do it. And that solidified that belief inside you to go out and become a champion.
Yeah, absolutely. And so guess what, Eric, when you have belief, you're also connected to you. I don't think there's a way we can truly believe if we're not connected with love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that's even possible. And of course, believing in something greater than you, believing in something that is going to actually not only help you, but help humanity. How did, you know, becoming Mr. Universe make me help humanity? Well, I'm at the service of humanity right now. You know, it made me a better man. It made me, you know, become who I am. And, you know, I do that every single day now. And I thank bodybuilding for that. But also what I think happened is that, you know, my ability to differentiate between that, you know, society driven self-esteem
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know, a divine phenomenon called self-worth, you know, self-worth, it's who you truly are, you know? No one can take that away from you.
Yeah, and that's your own. That's inside. That's all in here.
But yeah, it's fueled by love. It's not fueled by ego. Self-esteem is very much fueled by ego.
By the ego, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Nordine, as we wrap this, I want to, you know, what is the... Well, first of all, I want to know, what are you doing now? So bodybuilding, you retired from, and now you got, what are you doing now? You said you're of service now. I want to hear.
You know, more. Yeah. So, you know, I'm an instrument of the universe, so to speak, or you can call it God if you believe in God. And by that, I mean, I write, I coach, and I speak. Okay, so these three help me deliver the message that I must deliver, and that is the message of love, of self-worth, of trust, of calm, serenity, surrendering. And that's what I do now. Like I said, I write, I coach, and I speak.
Yeah. So leave us with one thing, Nordine. What is the if you had to give us one lesson that you've learned? And I mean, you've been talking about it the whole time we've been together here, you know, love and self-belief and self-worth and all of that. But if there's one lesson that you learned over your life so far that you can leave us with, what would that be?
No, I think, you know, the more, you know, I go through, you know, we are going through a unique time right now, you know, and I'm not going to pretend that I am, you know, not going through some challenges. But I think, you know, what helps me is I always ask myself this question. Am I able to help? If not, am I hurting anyone with what I'm saying, with what I'm doing? So, in other words, if you can't help, at least don't hurt. And that really helps me, you know, not only remain a good person, but also teach others how to reconnect to what really matters. You know, it's after all, we here to help each other, don't you think?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, that, you know, it goes to, you know, the sacred seven core values that we always talk about on the show: courage, honesty, integrity, commitment, duty, honor, and love.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
Living that way, then you know you're helping.
Yeah, and so by doing that, by helping or at least not hurting, you're, you know, you're making sure that you're, you know, you're not only your life, but the lives of others becomes not better, you know, and filled with hope, so to speak. That's what I do every day. I wake up. This is the first thing I ask myself.
That is a great question to ask every day. How can I help? And then to ask yourself, at the very least, if you can't help, how can I not do harm? Now, for me, that goes right to duty, honor, and love, the last three of the sacred seven, right? Living those three, duty, honor, love, brings you to what Nordine is saying here, right? Now, imagine what the world would look like if everyone just asked themselves that question every day. How can I help? And then live by those core values. I believe it would be just amazing. And I, for one, I'm really inspired by Nordine's story. You know, going from who he was as a kid, as sick as he was, to a world champion bodybuilder through sheer will and determination, right? No letting setbacks like getting thrown out of that first gym stop him. All mindset, right? Making the decision that this is who he wanted to be. This is the man he wanted to be. And then doing whatever it took to get there. And that's regardless of what others thought or what his past was about or any of that. He was not going to let anyone or anything derail his dreams. And guys, that proves we're truly capable of anything. So I want to thank Nordine Zwarag for coming on and being real and open and honest and telling his story. Remember, his new book is Inner Fitness, 5 Steps to Overcoming Fear and Anxiety While Building Your Self-Worth. And it's available on Amazon now. So Nordine, thank you again, my brother. And I want to thank you for listening to Eric Rogel Talks with Warriors, Lovers, Kings, and Heroes today, now part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. I'm Eric Rogel, and I'm honored to be with you, to be your brother by your side on your hero's journey. And I will talk to you next time. Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, I think that was good enough.
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it. No. Right.